We are live from
Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of The Conversation. It's good to be back. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had some issues last week, so yeah, girls like sneeze and she goes, oh, I'm sick. We're all contaminated. Nowhere near me. The next morning, she is so sick, she didn't even go to work. My throat is sore. And I was going to do like a Thursday thing, but by the time I got out of the, it was like a 5-hour thing. Just kidding. But I was going to do a 5-hour, and I mean, like at, literally like when I left, I was there like 2 hours. There were still, she goes, I'll be here like 10 o'clock with all these people. I mean, there were like 6 people in the waiting room, if not 7, with like masks and everything. This is not, it wasn't corona, it was all flu stuff, but you know, just creepy, you know, like, hey, we're all contaminated, and then she didn't even show up for work, and she was like still sick for like 2 days, but we survived. Perry Como, you know him? Yeah, the mayor of New York, yeah, that dude. Alfredo, what's up? Alfredo, yeah, he actually is, hey, I'll criticize Trump in a heartbeat, but I got to give him praise with his response. Well, if Vegas is shut down, they're losing trillions a day. If Vegas can shut down, you know it's bad. You know, it's kind of racist to call it the Chinese virus, even though we named viruses after where they're from, because the Ezekiel virus comes from the Zika forest in Uganda.
The black plague came from the Black Sea.
I could go on all day long. But, you know, how dare he calls it the China, well.
You know who's really saying that the most, right? AOC, the most stupidest Congress person there is.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, I'm gonna go.
Yeah, pardon me, but it's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous, you know. Oh, we need to follow China's lead. What, they tried to cover up this virus for how long? Good old CNN, you know. SEAL Team star David Rezin has slammed CNN over its coronavirus coverage, basically saying that they're like trying to create mass panic and flipping out. I will say this though, I do have tons of paramedic friends, and I was talking to a couple of them today at work from the emergency management where we live, and they said that they believe that, look at how bad H1N1, where was that? Most people don't even remember the swine flu or the panic, and it's worse than this, and maybe they said, hey, look at how bad it got. Let's nip this in the bud now. Let's not make the same mistake. A man who bought 17,700 bottles of sanitizer and stuff, can't get rid of it, had to donate it to charity. I'll get into all that. Yeah, they're talking about gun control and all this stuff. Well, amidst this thing, you can't buy guns, it's the New Orleans governor, you know. How does urban living, mass transit, open borders, reusable everything, and gun restrictions and overregulated housing and all this stuff, and that China outsourcing has to live now? Yeah, yeah. Do you know what the first thing we do in an assisted living and continuing care community, when we have like 20 people with the flu or a cold, you go to disposable items, disposable cups, disposable plates, disposable silverware, That way you can throw it away. When you have someone that's in a containment, you do stuff like that. I'll get into that and so much more. So welcome to the program that I hope you feel a part of. This is the Quarantine Central here. Jeremiah 29:13. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. And I want to get into this because this makes me, and if I get emotional, if I say things I shouldn't say, I apologize in advance. We got kids. I wouldn't have understood this. I think it was a year ago, I was watching these videos. And, well, they have this new, like, college edition Monopoly, where it's like all the colleges, whatever, and, like, they have these, like, special edition Monopoly games. And they're at Walmart for, like, $17, $19, whatever. And people go to every Walmart, Target, Kmart, and buy them all, and buy, like, thousands of them, and then, because they're selling on Amazon for $80. And somebody saw the video that the YouTuber was doing, showing you how much money he was making. And what did they do? They called Parker Brothers, and they said, something needs to be done. This is BS. And one of his videos, I've got to try to get rid of these ASAP because before they take down the link and they take down my stuff and I lose my account. Well, this dude was thinking, me and my brother, we're going to go all over. We're going to buy up all in Tennessee and Kentucky. We're going to buy up all the sanitizer, go to Dollar, go to any place that we can think of that might have sanitizer, and buying up all the sanitizers, all the Clorox wipes, all this stuff. 17,000 some bottles. And Amazon and eBay and stuff are cracking down massively on people trying to sell sanitizer for like $50-$60. Yeah, they're going after that tenfold. And he has been problem. We got this coronavirus. Oh, I'm going to buy up all the sanitizer. And when people want it, they're going to have to buy it from me for $80. Huh? And that, he had to give it all to charity. And they're looking at going after him for price gouging. Well, yes and no. Price gouging, I can see that. But then if you're stupid enough to buy a $1 a bottle of sanitizer, you can buy a Dollar Tree for a buck for $80. Because you believe this pandemic. One of my friends posted a video. Not a video, it was photos. And it shows like Walmart, they have like dozens of eggs and they have like packages of 18. And I think it was the 18 pack of eggs. And they had like 50 in their cart going up to the register. Another photo had a lady with like 40 gallons of milk. There's no way a family of 5 could go through that much milk before it expires. I could go through that much milk where I work because we're an assisted, because like an assisted living community where I used to work, yeah. At the place where I work now, if it was in the pint, you know, like the little quart or the pint things that we sell, we could probably go through that much because people buy it. Maybe not that much, but probably in a month. It shows these people that are, like, ridiculous. Okay, if you need 144 rolls of toilet paper for a 14-day quarantine, you got a problem. Major problem. Oh, I got to get 700 rolls of toilet paper, and I got to have 50 bottles of sanitizer. That's what, when I've gone to the dang grocery store, my wife did a video of it, and she kind of lost it, but I am not a panicker, but when I go to a grocery store and there's no meat, there's no chicken, there's no pork, there's no shelf bread, gone. Unless you want some parrot food, whole grain parrot food bread, you know, that there's a reason why it's still there because no one's buying it. And eggs and milk, they're all gone. There's a reason. Selfish hoarders. Well, guess what, folks? I got 75 bottles of sanitizer and wipes. I'll be safe. Screw all you. Who gives a bleep about you guys? I'm gonna be safe. You know, luckily, Dollar General and Shop and Save, I think it is, and there's other stores following that are having a shopping time. Okay, this is where it's only for vulnerable people like elderly or people that need assistance. Because I've seen photos of an elderly woman trying to get, and the shelves are empty, and she's trying to get stuff that she asked. You know, check on your neighbors. Check on the elderly. Check on your friends that are older. If you got elders at the church, check them out. See how they're doing. Go by. Make sure they're doing all right. You got extra toilet paper? You need some? You got, okay. I'm just, what, you need anything? Can we help out? You know, hell's froze over with Governor Cuomo can praise Trump for what he's doing. I mean, all these other Democrats are, Trump sucks. Trump ain't doing nothing. They spent $5 million going after Trump with this coronavirus. Yeah, and what was Obama's response to the Little Miss Piggy flu, the swine flu, you know, H1N1? Yeah, there was no... It's 10 times worse than this, but, you know, they didn't do anything. There was no mass panic. That's the problem. People don't care. It's all about me. Hey, I've got my 75 bottles of sanitizer. I've got all my stuff. Guess what? If everyone gets infected, I don't have to worry because I'm fully protected, man. See, I've got like a sprinkler system. You ever see those? You go to the, like you, they have like a tube in the ceiling, and it drops water, and it goes like, and it goes like drops like a waterfall, like, and you can see like five streams of water. Well, it's not water. That's hand sanitizer, liquefied. Yeah, it's So bacteria can't get in. Mm-mm. I mean, you all might die, but hey, I'm protected. I'm covering my butt. You know, we're going to get through this by coming together. You know, there are people out there that need toilet rolls. Share. What do you need? What do you need five cases of toilet rolls? What are you going to do with those? What are you going to do with that? When I went to my local Walmart, there were people buying water. I'm like, you know, bottled water in most countries is drank because you can't drink tap water. It's not purifying. It's not safe unless you take it and you boil it. But there are people buying up water like the world's coming to them. Like, oh, they're going to, I just want to go up to them. Yeah, I don't know if you heard this, but CNN just announced that they found coronavirus in water. Oh, bottled water, anyways. Yeah, I guess someone at the bottling plant was affected. Didn't know it. So, yeah, that Nestle Pure Life, yep, that's that number. Yeah, they gave you, like, a code. Yeah, that's that code. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't buy that. But when people are fighting over toilet paper and sanitizer, the panic is going to kill us more than the fear virus, aka the China flu, the China virus. Oh, yeah, I'm going to offend people tonight. I'm going to offend people. Yeah, it's the China flu. Yeah, we name stuff from where it comes from. You know, but when you work in an assisted living continuum care community, or you go to a person that has a contact precaution or an airborne precaution, you know? what do they do for a lot of these? Okay, yeah, there's one person that wears like this garment and stuff and this mask, and they go in and they take care of her. One person. That way, it's only one person that's the potential for contamination. What do you do? All the plates and everything we give them is all disposable. Okay, here's a hazard bag. When you're done, it goes in here and it goes into a place where it gets incinerated. You use disposable things. Because if you don't, hey, I'm going to refill your cup for you. The cup handle's contaminated. Now you're contaminated. Their cup is not a clean one every time. So if it's contaminated, every time they touch, they're recontaminating. They can be recontaminating themselves. But, okay, anything they use, if it's reusable, it can be contaminated. And if you touch it, you can have, that's why it's all disposable. That way, when it comes back to the kitchen, it gets put in a hazmat, like a hazard bag, and it gets disposed of. You don't touch it. It doesn't go through a machine. Because by some miracle, let's say the dishwasher doesn't kill it, then you can spread that to other dishes, and it can just exponentially. Because your dishwasher didn't really want to check the temperature on the machine. It wasn't really sanitizing the dishes like it should be properly. You know, that's why you use disposable. Yeah. Oh, we need to go to like reusable bags. We need to go to reusable this and straws and reusable everything. And that's coming out to be deadly. Mass transit. Yeah. Well, you can't have more than, you can't be in a group of 10 people. So how you gonna do it when you got to be in a subway with tens of thousands of people? You know where I work. Luckily, we're considered we're not considered to be serving the public. We're serving because we make like some nutrient supplements and I think some pharmaceuticals, and we make a lot of like, okay, you de-ice a plane, we make that de-icing chemical. We make stuff that you can spray on bridges to help them last longer without rusting. And we're immune from the ban, essentially, of closing all the stuff. And, you know, every day it's, okay, this is what we can do, this is what we can't do. Okay, we need to do the tables in groups of only four to try to keep people from limited contact. No handshaking. So, you know, it's like, today, oh, you're not festive. I'm like, today's St. Patty's Day. I'm like, oh, yeah. Can't go out to the pub and have a pint. Because they do make gluten-free pints. It tastes like nasty, but, you know, I usually just get water. Don't drink much, if at all. But, you know, still. I'm a show, so I'm doing my show. I didn't do it last week. And I'm like, you know, we got to keep going. You know, all these people that criticize Trump are the same people that were like, okay, Donald Trump, you were like 9 blocks or 10 blocks away from 9/11. I was actually 24 blocks away. So what do you think we need? Donald Trump, you as a businessman that's an expert, what do you think we should do moving forward? Well, we got to keep going. Let the enemy know that this ain't going to stop us. We all need to come together. Okay? If a company didn't lose office space, they need to borrow office space. You know, get people back doing and going and try to get to some sense of normality. Which, I'll be honest, when 9/11 happened, I've not seen this country since then. Because I was at a restaurant that we would get, like, okay, it's a Purdue football game weekend, and we'd have, like, 400 plus reservations for Friday and Saturday, and it would get to like by the end of the night we'd do as many after 9/11 that okay we used to by the end of the night we did let's say like 270 covers. We'd have that many on the reservation book, not including walk-ins. So by the end of the night we'd do what we used to have just in reservations, not including you know, and it just we never were as busy as we were. We got back some, but not like we used to be, and you know, and now you got Muslims in Congress, and you know, you got the governor of Michigan saying, you know, all these people, and then who's that other guy? You know, Bowling for Columbine. That retard, Michael Moore. Well, Trump needs to go. We gotta, you know, we need to get him out of office to save us from this virus. I guarantee you, if Trump was to say, I'm gonna step down to protect America from the coronavirus, the next day the CNN would be coming out in less than 12 hours after Trump resigns, the virus magically is under control. It would like instantly like fade away. Yes, these closed restaurants can come back. There's no fear. They would have to. I mean, that's the problem. Promises made, promises kept. That's Trump. Go back to 1980. He's saying the same thing he's always said. Liberals had to flip flop their. I don't know how. Well, I know how, because the people that support the Democrats don't do the research. That's why when they go out and they say, well, who do you think said this? And they'll say something. Oh, that had to have been Trump. No, that was Joe Biden. That was Obama. That was Hillary Clinton. What? Huh? Travel bans are racist. How could Obama enact one? Yeah. No, the liberal media is making up anything they can to make Trump look bad no matter what it is. They're going to say something no matter what. I'm just saying. And these kids need to wake up to the double standard going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Because that's what's going on, folks. You know, they don't get it. They don't, because they don't do the research. They don't follow. They don't go anywhere. They're like, well, I don't, you know, that's the problem. They need to do their dang research and see how the flip-flop is, back and forth, back and forth. Trump's maintained what he's done. You know, the governor of Michigan, Trump needs to be gone. You know, he's, you know, other countries praise Trump. You know, Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV, if you don't know, I'm a huge football fan. I love European football. And there's talk that the Euro 2020 will not happen until next summer, which I'm cool with that. You know, we got to do what we got to do, you know. But Robbie from Arsenal Fan TV came out on one of his things, and he goes, well, Archuleta, you know, the Arsenal manager, Michael Archuleta, has been diagnosed with coronavirus, and he got it. You know, if the U.S. can take the NHL and the MLB and the NBA and shut it down, what is taking England so long to shut down the bloody Premier League? Suspend it for a month, get it under control, get things figured out, and then start it back up. You know, Trump is doing the right thing. It's not an easy decision. It's not. I guarantee you, what Trump has to do, I'd hate to be that man to have to make these big, you know how many billions of dollars you're losing with no NBA, no NCAA tournament? It's not like behind closed doors. They're not even having it. You have to make tough decisions in businesses. You know, when you have to do something because of a presidential candidate, okay, I'm going to have to let people go due to policies that were enacted by Bill Clinton that are continuing under Obama, and even Bush kept them going. And Obama passed this also, and I have to let people go. I'm not going to find a conservative and say bye-bye. No, I'm going to look for someone that, hey, this is why I have to let you go. You voted for him. You wanted him. Most liberal kids don't know. They're just liberals. They don't know anything. They just listen to the BS. Well, I'm going to be given everything. I'm going to be given everything. I'm not going to have to pay for college. Bernie Sanders said, I'm going to have everything. What, are you going to have all the free stuff that they give you in Cuba? You know, I mean, think about that. They don't know. And that's why you got to get to these, wake up this generation, this me generation. And, you know, we survived World War II because we all came together for the greater good. If you hoard all the sanitizer, what good is it going to do you if three-quarters of your city get infected? Oh, who cares? I mean, the real reason why Italy's having a lot of deaths is because they have what's called death panels. Yeah, you're not really likely, you're 70 years old. You're in a high risk group for this disease. Since you got it, we're not really going to treat you because, you know, I mean, if we don't want to spend money on someone that may not make it, you know. You're 70, you've lived a good life. You've lived long enough. We need to save the healthcare money for the young kids so that we can keep them going. Most young people are going to survive. It's not going to affect unless you got an autoimmune disorder. Or you're very, 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 very young, like a really young kid, like 5 or, you know. If you're, it's kind of like I've said about Obamacare, and I've said this before. Well, the Surgeon General says you shouldn't have a mammogram until you're 60. Well, the government will pay for it when you're 60, but you should have one when you're 40. Your doctor will probably tell you, I'm not a woman, so I don't know when you have those things, whatever. My producer will probably know, like, when you're supposed to start having them, whatever. But if the, yeah, you should have it when you're 40, but the government says, the Surgeon General says, you shouldn't. You don't need them until you're 60, so the government ain't going to pay for it. But then when you get to be 70, oh, you've lived a good life, and we're not going to pay for that. You know, I mean, if you get breast cancer, you've lived a good. We're not going to spend hard-earned government money trying to save someone that, you know, probably won't survive breast cancer anyways at that stage, that late. But, you know, that's what's going on in Italy. They're okay, yeah, you're 90 years old, you're 80 years old, sorry, we're not going to help you, you're on your own. If you got the money, you're going to pay for it.
Your producer's not sure.
Well, I didn't think she would, I didn't know if you'd know or not, but you get my point.
Well, it depends on the history, like if your grandmother, your aunt, your mom has had a history of breast cancer, then it's younger.
But
I think it's around 40.
But if the Surgeon General says you don't need a colonoscopy till you're 50, the government ain't paying it till you're 50.
And that would have possibly been dead.
Yeah. And that's my point. That's they're rationing healthcare in Italy. Oh, we're going to save the money in the healthcare for the young people that can survive it instead of giving it to the people that really need it.
I think that's what made me lose it yesterday. Just the selfishness and... of this. I don't understand. I don't know what my generation, if this would have happened 1990 when I was 21, you know. I know me and that's I don't know what the rest of my generation would have done, but that was when I was developing back my relationship with the Lord. It would have been, I was already doing this. That's when, you know, I started. I guess because of what I do for a living and the concept of the elderly is almost as much as the backbone. I think the elderly are like the backbone and the young people are like the vertebrae.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any kind of
sense. Oh, yeah.
And I might not be technical on that, but I don't care. You have to have them both.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they could sit there and beat up each other over toilet paper. Toilet paper.
Yeah.
We don't leave enough food. Like you said, a cart of eggs. I mean, honey, I had never been into a store where there was nothing on the shelves.
Yeah.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that it just overwhelmed in my brain because it's so foreign to me. I couldn't comprehend it. And that was it.
Yeah, and for me, okay, 1990. I don't know if I would have even go back 1990 or even like 88 when I was like 12 or whatever. I wouldn't have understood this. I would have been like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, I can't go out. What do you mean? What do you mean we're not having school? What the heck? I mean, my generation, they didn't have e-learning. You would have had like, okay, 2 weeks of just.
You wouldn't have gone to school. You would have just been home.
Yeah, you would have just been playing. You wouldn't have had like. Get up at 6 and go to the computer and log in, and we're doing class online. And
you would have been your mom and dad. Your house would have been clean. Your room would have been sparkling and everything else.
Oh, my dad would have been like, well, since you're home, I need you to go outside and trim the hedges.
Probably would have went to and helped you do duck body.
Yeah, I probably would, yeah. I'd have been out there going, okay, that's what we're doing. Okay, because I've helped them do electrical work before and stuff. And
but, I mean, it's just, and I know not everybody did go into the selfishness and stuff like this. I'm not trying to say everybody. I just couldn't, it just got me yesterday. It just did. You know, it just did. So.
It got me when I saw that dude trying to, I'm going to buy all that sanitizer. I'm going to clean house and make my family's going to be well off. Yeah, now look at your buddy. Hopefully he learned from that, and hopefully, I hope it's like, here, I will donate it. Not like, I'm looking at court.
I think he has to give it up to charity.
Yeah, that's what he's, yeah, and if he does that, he's avoiding. But, you know, on a brighter note, customer leaves a $2,000 tip before bar closes due to coronavirus in Ohio. Because Indiana, they've, you know, there's no St. Patty's Day. I have friends that play like 7 bars, and they make this is a big moneymaker. I know the guy that runs 9 Irish Brothers, and he's like, he posted a thing on Facebook. He goes, yeah, Governor Holcomb's going to announce like 2 or 2:30. He's going to announce, like, the closing of the restaurants and bars and what's going to happen and all this stuff. And come have a pre-St. Patty's Day party and have a pint and let's watch it all together. I'm like, I wish I had the opportunity to, but I didn't get out of work till 3, and then I had stuff I had to do. I had responsibility. Yeah, that's what happens when you're an adult. But that's how this world works, you know. To be a kid again. You know, I guess I grew up in an age when we had a neighborhood block party, and neighbors had our key, so that if something went wrong, they could get into our house. I bet you not many people nowadays have keys to the neighbors' houses so they can get in. That's the generation I grew up in. The generation where you helped people. And I learned that from my dad early on. Just be there for people. He may not pay you back, but that you'll get it back somehow. And even if you don't, do the right thing. That man shouldn't have to give that $17,300 bottles to charity. He should want to do that. You know, I mean, think about it. If you got 70 rolls of toilet paper, you got to give at least 7 to your church. Because just because we got this virus, you still got to tithe. But they probably won't need it because unless you got 10 or less, like everything's shutting down. Everything. There's no WrestleMania. There's no, oh, it's, Didn't even know they still did that. I love watching, because on YouTube, people have put up like the old, like the 80s wrestling when it was still kind of cool. But, you know, but this $2,500 tip is just amazing. And divide it up between people because you're not going to have work. I mean, please get buy tons of carry out and help these places do the carry out. I'm like, yeah, but you don't need the servers for carry out. And there's someone that does like a Grubhub type thing. And oh, yeah, you can make tons of money. It'd be neat to see if someone out there does Grubhub or something like that, one of those where you pick up the food and deliver it, if there's tons of people out there doing it. Because you're still going to have a lot of waiters and bartenders that you don't really need. You only need some cooks and some, like, two servers or three servers just to, you know. But at least, if you can, support local. Amazon is... They can weather the storm. Walmart can weather the storm. Your local stores can't. So, you know, like our hospitals have huge, like, lit up boards that say, like, if my wife was to be admitted to the hospital, I can't even be there. Okay, I'd be like Brian Regan. Go in. Tell them you're shot. I can't go in there. Yeah, I know you're losing about a pint of blood a minute, but just go in there. Tell them you're shot. I can't go in, coronavirus. I know you can't speak. I know you've lost all, but I can't, sign says no visitors. Now they'd probably make an exception for that one, but it's, you know, a lot of the assisted living communities, no one allowed. And some of them are even banning like the home health aides, because they're not allowing anyone in that facility. And the ones that are, okay, you're getting temperature, you're getting checked. Are you coughing? Do you have a? Yeah, I got a run. Yeah, I have nasal issues. I have acute sinusitis. And when it goes from hot to cold and stuff like this, I can have issues. And I'm looking at getting something done about it. But, you know, we got to come together as a nation, and that's why I'm harping. Well, we need to come together. We need to look after each other. I believe in karma 100%. You know, okay. What goes around comes around. If you treat people with respect. You know, you got to sow a seed. Okay. If you get a great seed and you sow it, but you don't do anything, you're probably not going to get much out of it. Crappy seed, you might be able to get something out of it if you work hard and you know, and that's the thing. You know, people want, all these liberals want free crap. But guess what? They don't want to do nothing for it. And there are people that are blaming Trump. Well, the stock market's going down. Oh yeah. The Democrats, the Republicans aren't bragging about the stock market now. Yeah. Oh, so now Democrats, instead of coming together. Well, look at the stock market. You know, look at the stock market. Look at the stock market. You know, we need to get Trump out of office so we can save America. You know, Hunter Biden supposedly cost taxpayers $200,000 when he was flying around on jets during the Obama administration. And all these people are like, well, oh, yeah, it's just to deflect from the stock market going down. You're going to have some issues. Oh, I guess it's Trump that caused this fire. Yeah, all the movie theaters shutting down and gyms shutting down and schools in Vegas, that's all Trump's fault. Yeah, if Hillary Clinton was in office, they probably wouldn't have made a big deal of this coronavirus. They probably wouldn't have been shutting stuff down because that would make her look bad. You know, it's kind of funny how there were people like, hey, look, we're standing up. I hate to say it, but we're standing up. We are. We're standing up, you know. Here's the American flag. Where are all those people chanting Trump, Trump, Trump in England? Where are all those Hong Kong protesters with American flags? All this like coming together like, hey, if Trump is doing this stuff and if all this stuff, because I saw a lot of countries saying, look at what America's doing. Trump is saying, screw the establishment. And guess what? All that's going to the wayside now. You don't hear, you know, you don't hear the protests anymore. It's all been silenced because of this virus. And you still have some Democrats over there pissing and whining about Trump. I'm trying to see what's going on. Wow. This post, I just got this. Now, this is live, folks, so that's why I've been saying much. This post goes against our community standards on spam. The guy that the brothers who hoarded all these sanitizers and forced to donate to charity, that's considered spam? Wow. Wow. It's amazing some of the stuff I get that's factual that I'm like, okay, this is on this news site. It's on this news site. It's on like four news sites. And when I share it, it comes up as fake.
What's the post?
It's the 1700 bottles where the guy has to donate it to charity.
Maybe he just got in trouble.
I don't know. I give up.
I'm going to go try and do some research.
Yeah.
Or have you found anything?
No, I just wanted to see what they said was considered spam. I don't know. Who knows? We can't win with this crap. You know, I mean, I've had stuff that I know is, I mean, like the World Health Organization never offered the U.S. virus testing. But, you know, of course, Joe Biden, well, the Trump administration refused these coronavirus, and I had someone that posted an article about that. I've not seen it taken down, but yeah. Coronavirus testing, they never offered it to us. It's false. It was never refused by the administration or anything. But hey, you know, they don't, because they know that their supporters don't follow, don't do anything, don't listen. They'll believe whatever you know, I don't know why Trump calls it the China virus, because Trump made it in the White House and he spread it. Now, I bet you could find some Democrats that would believe that Trump started the virus, that he created it in the Oval Office. He got the Bill Nye the Science Guy kit and he produced the virus in the White House. And then he gave it to, yeah, I believe it, yeah, you know, and then he's, and then Pence took it to Italy and China, and, you know, there you go. That's got about 14 minutes left in the program, folks. Don't forget to like and share. There's a PayPal link if you want to help out, because doing this show is not cheap. I'm going to get into this because there's talk about, there's talk like, does cannabis mess up the immune system and this and that and all this stuff? And like, if, you know, like if AIDS people.
Okay, I Googled it. It came up two or three times. It gave out how many he bought, how much on Amazon he was, how he's being forced to do that, and where he was at, and how many places and stuff he went to get the hand sanitizer. So it's not spam or untrue, and he has to give it back to charity.
I wish you could come here and look at this.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Your post goes against our community standards on spam.
Honey.
Yeah, I know.
You know how many things that have said that I have shared that I know is true?
Yeah.
Or is false? It's Facebook.
Oh, I know.
It's bullcrap.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I've had my page threatened to be shut down. Oh, I know. Trust me.
That's why I went to Google.
Yeah. Well, they're liberal, so.
We're not fake news. We check our facts, and if we do make mess up, we confess and we own up to it if we know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I've had to. Trust me, I've had to.
Well, I mean, you know.
Because I want people.
No one's perfect, and we make mistakes. So we're just going to mess. Yeah.
Excuse me?
Excuse you.
No one's perfect?
Exactly.
Well, you better.
I think you better recognize who you are and who you're not.
I'm not Arnold Palmer, I can tell you that much. See, I was going to say that joke, but nah, I'll spare the people. It's funny, though.
You know, it is funny.
Oh, well, I want to get in. This is hilarious, though. Because in heaven, on the 17th hole of golf, there's like a island. And Jesus and Moses are playing golf, and Moses goes up and takes out a 3-wood, and bang, hits that thing right in the center of the green, misses the water and everything. Jesus goes up and he goes, well, Arnold Palmer, he would use the 5-iron. Pulls out the 5-iron, hits the thing. It goes in the water halfway between the island and the fairway. And the island is where the green is. And Jesus goes, Moses, will you part the water so I can play the ball where it lies? No, can't do that. You're going to have to take penalty and drop the ball and all this stuff. And Jesus walks on the water, walks over where the ball is in disgust. And this guy goes up to Moses. Who does that guy think he is? Jesus Christ? No, Arnold Palmer. But yeah, you know, we have a choice in this life right now. Panic or choose joy? I choose joy. I know who's in charge. I know. Trump, they're looking at possibly giving stimuluses to people to help us through this time. Okay? They just got to figure out how do they make sure that millionaires don't get it. I'm sure somehow Nancy Pelosi will get a check. But it's to help those affected. Those that are most affected. Let me see here. Got about 9 minutes left in the program, folks, and Premier League news. It's not. It's having a Saturday without football during the normal season. It's like, what are we gonna do? I was like, okay. I'm normally before church or after church checking to see what the score is, and maybe once during the service because I'm there for church, unless my mom's writing me. Then they just want to be like, pick up the phone, yes, Lord. But, you know, my mom be writing me back, you know, I'm at church, I'll call you later. You know, and for me, it was weird. Like, there's like no, like, normally everyone's like, well, who do you have? What are your brackets? There's no brackets. We're all in a, no matter where you live on planet Earth, you know, for all you flat earthers that are around the globe, somewhere on this planet, people are going through the same thing. We're all treading water. We've never been. Vegas has never closed. The city that never sleeps, New York, is sleeping. Things are closed. Things are shut down. We're all in uncharted territory. Where I work, the safety supervisor, the guy that okay, if a pipe bursts or something, yeah, we got chemicals, we can shut this down now, shut all your equipment off. Okay, we got, you know, whatever. He directs us. Okay, you need to go here, do this. Okay, here's these. We don't got power. Put these lights on. I need you to go here, do this. Okay, whatever he says, goes. Okay, what can we do? Because we ain't got power. How can we serve? Can we serve? Is there no lunch? What are we doing? He's okay, your opinions are as valid as mine. We're all treading in new territory. I've never been to a store and been like, okay, let me see here. Well, there's two steaks. Whew. Okay, I'll get those. You know, I want to try to find a Jacquard. It's like a rectangle thing that has tons of thin blades. That way I can get some, like, baseball cut sirloins and Jacquard them, and it tenderizes the meat, makes it very tender, because my wife loves filet mignon, because it's very tender, and sometimes it's hard to find that cut of meat. But I've never been to a store like, here's no chicken, there's no this, there's no that. We're all treading. There is no Premier League right now. We're all jonesing. We're all watching replays. Cantona! You know, and, okay, there's Robin Van Persie, his hat trick, you know. It's like, I have a tape one time. This dates me. When you used to take your favorite, like, songs and record them on the radio, like when they'd have, this is the top 9 at 9. Hello, folks. My name is Jason Stills, and welcome to the top 9 at 9.
I'm going to date me. You know how long you used to have to listen to the stereo to make a mixtape?
Yeah. But I was listening to one of them, and it was on the radio, and it was like in September. And it had a commercial for Mr. Penguin Tuxedo, your prom headquarters. If you want the best, if you want to look the best this May for prom, I'm like, what? Prom? Huh? And I forgot I had the tape on that I was listening to. Some of those, I need to find a way to put those digital, because they bring you to tears, because, like, back in the old days.
Your mom should do that, or at least tell you how. She's gotten your Eagles thing on disc for you.
Yeah, but this is like a tape cassette.
Oh.
So, but yeah, it's just like when you sit there and it's like the one radio station in town, like back when they didn't air the football games on that station. Well, it's in the second half. Purdue leads Northwestern 26-23. And it's like, okay, but it just dates you. And it's like, it's just, we're all treading in a new territory. I mean, it's okay. No Premier League. What do we do? I mean, do we avoid the Premier League season altogether? I say only if it's like in April, after the 2 week hiatus and the 2 week off for the international break, if they're still calling it a pandemic and they're still flipping out about having groups of people together in England, then okay. Then consider, okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to go 2 more weeks?
They say, this is what I've understood, that Italy is like 2 weeks behind China. We're like 3 weeks behind Italy. And I don't know how far England is behind that. I don't know how bad it is there now. Like how many cases and how many deaths. I don't know if it's bad. Italy. Someone got mad because they said, like, this is their 9/11. Well, we lost 3,000 people. Italy's only lost 700. Yeah, we have 300 million people here. They have 60 million people. So, do the math. It's not the exact, but it's devastating to have over 700 money bags in 2 days.
Yeah.
That's 2 days.
That's rationing health care.
Well, if you get this and you have health problems,
you're screwed.
You're screwed. I don't know what health care. Doctors are trying to get this. This is what people are not understanding. Doctors are trying to figure this out. There is no vaccine. You can treat it like you would the flu.
Yeah.
It's like when influenza and all this, like, how many people died from the flu when we first ever heard about it? The cold.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when it first came out. And I know more have died from the flu this year or last year than this. But this has the potential because no one knows how is it transported.
Yeah.
You're screwed if you get it.
Yeah.
I don't know what healthcare or what doctors, they're trying.
Yeah.
National healthcare, single payer healthcare, our kind of healthcare, it doesn't matter. If people can't see that it goes country to country to country, doesn't matter if you're, and I thought we had like 59 different genders, but doesn't matter, they're saying, if you're male or female. I digress. It doesn't matter if you're Chinese, it doesn't matter if you're white, doesn't matter if you're black, doesn't matter if you're Asian, it doesn't matter this, doesn't matter that. If you have these criteria, you're going to get it. If you get it, you could die from it.
With 60 seconds left in the program, I'm going to have me Mr. Edoplasty. I'm going to turn into a horse. That way I know I can't get it because horses have not. Mr. Edoplasty. Yeah, if you're not. Yeah, that's an old show that is black and white and it had a talking horse.
Mr. Ed.
Yeah, but he really wasn't talking. They just put like food near his mouth and he got.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to be that. Oh, people, you see what I have to live with.
Yeah, well, somebody might say, well, I know he thinks that.
Only you
can make this world seem bright. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. And remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night and God bless. Goodbye.